Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and I have a wonderfully full studio this morning. I have Brian McLaughlin, KK Prussian, and Paige Craig here to talk about the much-anticipated Banff Film Festival coming here again to Sitka next week. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
So we were saying before we came on air, this is the 50th annual film festival. And we are pretty darn lucky in Sitka to be one of only four places in Alaska who will be getting this selection of films from the festival to be shown this year. So for folks who might be new into town, maybe haven't had a chance to go to the Banff Film Festival before, can we get in a nutshell, what is this film festival? What kind of an experience is it that we are going to be enjoying next weekend?
Yeah, so we've got a selection of films coming. It's a mix of running in the backcountry and biking and skiing and some adrenaline and some shared stories. So it's a mix of culture and excitement and just sharing things around the world from different people.
Excellent. It's a chance to get, I always think of it as a kind of a way to get inspired that, yes, the light is coming back. Summer is coming. Yeah. We can get warmed up and ready for all the adventures we get to have in the summertime again. Because at this time of year, I'm like, I am really tired of the gray and the rain.
Yeah, I agreed. It also, it's a great series of films to make you feel out of shape and bad about yourself. But they're really amazing athletes.
It's to inspire you.
Inspiration. That's what I meant to say. Yes, inspiration.
Yeah. So obviously the Banff Film Festival itself is centered in Banff, Canada, where it's a whole huge series of films. And this is just a subset of that full festival. And you guys are a part of the local committee that gets to select which of the little film packages that Banff sends out. How many different packages, how many different little film packets were you able to look through to decide which one you thought would appeal most to Sitkins?
Yeah, great question. So we've got a group of folks that that volunteer to look through all the films, and there's four sets of films, and we get some folks to watch those films and kind of provide some feedback on which set of films they think Sitkins would enjoy. So we take a diverse set of feedback and put those together and choose one of the four selections to choose for Sitka.
Excellent. So of the selection you picked, how many films are in that? I think we said before we went on air, there's six films total?
Yeah, there's six, and they're ranging from 45 minutes to 2 minutes and all everything in between. So okay. It's a wide range of options.
Was there a film that in this particular set that stood out to you of, I guess, why this one was the winner? Because I imagine it is not an easy process. Because every time I've gone to Banff Film Festival, I've always been thoroughly impressed with just the quality of the films and the variety of, the adventures that are being shown on screen.
Yeah, I definitely like the one about street gangs. That was my favorite one so far.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
Always an entertainer. Yeah, I'll just throw out there's a short one about friendship on the mountains on skis, mm-hmm. and a couple ladies that really thrive in the mountains together, and it's a shared experience that right. that they girlfriends in the mountains or something along those lines. So that was a fun one.
Awesome. I should say, Mr. Kraken Jokes over here, you're going to be the MC for the event. Is that correct, Brian?
I am, yes.
Excellent. So if you want more of these entertaining jokes.
dad jokes all day.
Excellent.
I'm around.
Awesome. So for this, another fun thing with Banff, it's more than just the films themselves. There's a lot of donations, a lot of support from the community, because there's also everyone's favorite things, prizes and giveaways. So there are thank yous, I'm sure you have, because beyond just getting to see six different films from around the world of different adventures to inspire us to get outside, there's some other ways to, gear, experiences, other things that are being provided for a couple winners?
We've had a huge outpouring of support from the community and donating swag. I tried to get a t-shirt cannon to shoot into the crowd, but I guess it was too close so that could cause injury. So we went away from that, and we're going with other things. But we did get stuff from Fortress of the Bear, Sitka Sound Science Center, Old Harbor Books, the Tongass Troll, Alaska Raptor Center, the Sitka Conservation Society, Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. That one's easy to say. Lake Louise Plus card for skiing, a 3-day discount skiing out in Canada. Banff On Demand film program, and this store called Russell's. I haven't heard of them, but... Oh, and the Salty Spoke. My producer back here is telling me the Salty Spoke as well. And this all goes, and I'll do this awesome transition, to support the Hames Center, ultimately. Everything we get in from this, all the proceeds go to support the Hames Center.
Yeah, excellent. Like we were saying, I always see it as a great motivation to, oh my God, we get to go outside and have our own adventure soon. Also, holy crap, I haven't been doing anything all winter but sit on my couch. And this is where the Hames Center comes in. And Paige, you are kind of grand mistress over there at the Hames Center is what I like to think of it. And this money goes to help support the work you guys do over there.
Yeah, for sure. So this show specifically does support the Hames Center and our operations. We've had kind of quite the facelift over there in the last few years. So kind of like they were saying, if you haven't been in a while, this is, you know, a great reminder to get back in the gym and see what we've been up to. But yeah, it's also a good reminder just for people who go to shows and for the gym members that, you know, SVAC and Hames Center are actually one organization. Mm. We all work under the same roof. But yeah, for this show, we would love to see some of our gym members there and vice versa, you know, just bringing the community together through this show.
Yeah, I don't think of that often is anytime you're going to support anything that's happening in the Performing Arts Center or going to anything fine arts camp related, some of that money is also going to help support activities at the Hames Center, mm-hmm. too.
Yes, for sure.
All one big family. So with things happening at the Hames Center, are there any, special events or any hours that we should know about for winter hours for folks who are going to be motivated to, all right, summer is coming, I got to start moving again.
Yep, our hours are the same all year long, so we're open from 5 in the morning all the way to 8 in the evening, and then we're also open on the weekends from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so we're open 7 days a week. And we also just got some really great new equipment with help from the Hames family in Sitka. So separate from the Hames Center, but the Hames family themselves donated some really nice new cardio equipment. So if you haven't been in, come in and check that out and, you know, get motivated.
Yeah. Excellent. I see, both KK and Brian are kind of like fist pumping, like, yeah, the new equipment.
Pretty stoked.
Gotta check it out. Excellent stuff to work with. Okay, for the nitty-gritties for the Banff Film Festival, for when is it actually happening? We know it's happening next week. When should people mark their calendars?
Yeah, so Friday, February 20th, the show starts at 7. We encourage folks to show up between 6:30, 6:45, get your seats. If you need tickets, you can buy them at the door. You can get them online through the Sitka Fine Arts Camp website under shows. And looking forward to it.
Awesome. And this is with the 6 different films being shown and with the little interludes with, intermission and prizes and stuff, we're probably thinking, like two and a half hours for a full run through of events for the evening?
Yeah, a combination of the introduction to the movies and acknowledgement of the sponsors. We've got two sets of, a before intermission, then we'll have some prize giveaway during intermission, mm-hmm. and then another set of films after that, 2.5 hours-ish, probably.
Cool.
And I also want to, my producer, Tony, also wanted me to mention that, I forgot, we are going to have some organizations that will have tables out in the lobby, both before the ceremony, before the show, and during intermission, organizations like Sitka Search and Rescue and Salty Spoke and some other organizations like that to show you what's going on in Sitka and some communities that you can get involved in and that are just around town for the community.
Excellent. Well, a lot of things that we get to look forward to for next Friday, inspiration for outdoors and prizes to get us out there. And again, just a place to get together, connect with the community, get some ideas, maybe find a new hiking buddy for the summer, and or at least a new gym buddy to go and self-motivate to get out there, get ready for adventures. Well, thank you all, Brian McLaughlin, KK Prussian, and Paige Craig, to talk about the Banff Film Festival coming up this coming Friday, February 20th, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale at fineartscamp.org, or you can get them at the Hame Center or at the door. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.